the Holy Spirit is the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3 makes it very clear. Now the Lord is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your Lord. God the Father is your Lord. You've got to move into proper relationships and fellowships with all members of the Godhead. So we have the two standings. The first standing by God the Father. Here are the two standings by God. So important. Most Christians never move to the second standing. Two standings by God the Father. First standing. The first standing, He came in the form of His Son, so His Son. Then we have the second standing, the standing of His Spirit. And we have to move on to a relationship with the Spirit, which then would bring us to a relationship with the Son, who would then bring us into a relationship with the Father. All three members of the Godhead so beautifully at play in what's going on. Chapter 15, 26. John 15, 26. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth. We jump from chapter 4 to chapter 14, where we now have the fading out of Jesus Christ and the bringing in of the second standing, that is the sending of His Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Look at chapter 16, verse 13. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. In other words, all the understanding of God. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. Many people never get to the second standing. Now, I know we're a little rushed for time, but go over to 1 John. Go to 1 John, one of the most important, beautiful epistles by the writer, John, in writing of John, the Gospels, the Epistles, and then the Book of Revelation, the author of them. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Now, we've already seen in John chapter 14, Jesus Christ says, I am the way, I am the truth. Look at 1 John 5, 7. And it is the Spirit, 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, and it is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who bears witness, because the Spirit is the truth. So that He bears witness concerning God the Father. He's the Spirit of truth. This is a name, an attribute of who and what He is, an innate quality of the Holy Spirit, just as it is in Jesus Christ. It's a description, describes and qualifies the subject, qualifies here the Holy Spirit, that which stands to which He stands related. The Holy Spirit qualifies, being truth, qualifies Him to reveal to us the truth in worship. The truth of who and what God the Father is. Now, if we're on the right track, that truth is what God really is. If we're on the right track here, this ought to be substantiated not only here, but throughout all Scripture. Well, let's